So let's bring in Congressman Michael McCaul, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. Good morning, Chairman McCaul. I want to ask you right away, you have talked about the national security threat. How do you balance these urgent humanitarian needs with national security?
Well, it's tragic. It's a humanitarian crisis of epic proportions. I believe the result of a failed foreign policy in Syria, the inability to remove Assad from power, and also the rise of ISIS. That's why these refugees are fleeing. And until we address the root cause of the problem there, we're going to continue to have a refugee crisis globally. And I think, as General Allen talked about, we need to deal with that problem first and foremost to resolve this issue. From a national security standpoint, I take ISIS at its word when they said, in their own words, that we'll use and exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate the West. That concerns me.
Well, let's talk about what we do. I know the Department of Homeland Security in the past few years has worked with the intelligence community to improve vetting using classified material. But do we have enough people to do that? Do we have enough in place? And do we even have the intelligence on Syrians?
We don't. And that's a problem. Look, if I could be assured these people could be vetted properly, I would be supportive. The problem is I had the FBI testified for my committee. I've had Homeland Security officials and the intelligence community who all say to me that we don't have the systems in place on the ground in Syria to properly vet these individuals. We don't know who they are. I visited one of these camps in Jordan. The Minister of Security told me he doesn't know who these people are. But when you have the DNI, Mr. Clapper, express concerns, and the FBI and Homeland privately as well, saying that we don't have the intelligence on the ground to vet these persons properly. That, to me, my first and foremost job is to protect the American people. We're a compassionate nation. We have to deal with this crisis. But, this is could be a very reckless and dangerous policy.
And Chairman McCaul, if you would quickly, we, of course, have the Pope coming soon. There's always concern about lone wolf attacks. I think someone was arrested this week in Florida, a suspect, a sympathizer with ISIS. Do you feel secure about the Pope coming into America?
I'm concerned. I was briefed by the Secret Service in a classified setting. The Pope is I'm Catholic, by the way. He's a very passionate man. He likes to get out with the people. And with that comes a large security risk. We are monitoring very closely threats against the Pope as he comes into the United States. We have disrupted one particular case in particular. But as that date approaches, I think we're all being very vigilant to protect him as he comes into the United States.